How many of you are finally at the point where you're saying, I'm tired of being sleepy all the time? I used to brag about how I was always sleep deprived. I wore it like a badge of honor, but I'm tired of that. I'm tired all the time, and I'm tired of being tired. I want to get my sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with you. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. We, sure enough, need our sleep. Courtesy of Medical News Today, I want to share with you what it's like when our arteries are on sleep. Your arteries on sleep. You know, they talked about your brain on drugs. Not a good thing. Your arteries on sleep is a very good thing. When we are getting the sleep we need, what it does for our arteries. There's fresh evidence that suggests that sleep actually regulates a mechanism that can help to protect arteries from hardening. Ladies and gentlemen, would you believe chronic significant sleep deprivation can lead to increased blood sugar levels, hardened arteries, plaque buildup in the arteries, heart disease, heart attack, stroke, slowed responses, you name it, you name it, you name it. Sleep deprivation is serious. Let's focus some more on how the arteries respond when we're getting our proper sleep. And if for whatever the reason I'm not able to finish this today, I will pick this back up later in the week. But I think we'll get through. But hey, we got to at least start. Listen to this. Again, the evidence that suggests that sleep regulates that mechanism that helps to protect arteries from hardening reinforces the notion that good quality sleep is important for cardiovascular health. Sleep is integral to good health. Scientists from Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, together with colleagues from other research centers, studied the development of atherosclerosis in mice. And y'all know, very often we get some good findings about what's happening with humans based on findings in the rodents. Atherosclerosis is the process through which plaques, which are basically fatty deposits, build up inside the arteries, causing the arteries to narrow and stiffen. It is a common reason for disease. The researchers found that sleep-disturbed mice developed larger plaques in their arteries than mice that slept well. The sleep-disturbed mice also had higher amounts of circulating inflammatory cells and produced lower amounts of hypocretin, which is a brain hormone that controls wakefulness. Circulating inflammatory cells caused by sleep disturbance, sleep deprivation. These circulating inflammatory cells can do much damage to the arteries and to the heart. The researchers also saw a reduction in atherosclerosis and inflammatory cells in these mice after they received hypocretin supplementation. Subject to confirmation in humans, the findings demonstrate that sleep influences cardiovascular health by regulating hypocretin production in the brain. Philippe K. Swirsky, Dr. Swirsky, said that they've identified a mechanism by which a brain hormone controls production of inflammatory cells in the bone marrow in a way that helps protect the blood vessels from damage. Sleep is integral to life, and yet insufficient or disturbed sleep is a significant public health issue that affects millions of people. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, estimate that 35% of adults in the United States were regularly sleeping less than how many hours per 24-hour period in 2014? I want you to fill in the blank. 35% of adults in the U.S. were regularly sleeping less than how many hours per 24-hour period in 2014? This is the number of hours that adults should be getting each night. 7 hours. And 35% of adults in the U.S. were sleeping less than 7 hours per 24-hour period in 2014. Studies have linked lack of sleep to long-term health conditions such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, get this, ladies and gentlemen, depression, and heart disease. But they haven't so far shed a whole lot of light on the underlying biological mechanisms. During the advanced stages of atherosclerosis, inflammation helps to keep plaque stable and stops them from rupturing. So, Dr. Swirsky and his colleagues decided to investigate how sleep might help to protect cardiovascular health by focusing on the development of atherosclerosis. The plaques that arise in the disease can take years to form, and they consist of calcium, fat molecules, cholesterol, and other substances. You're hearing about stuff that we know we should be getting rid of, not having our bodies, right? Like saturated fats and cholesterol, excessive amounts of cholesterol, especially LDL. As these accumulate, they lessen the flow of nutrient-rich and oxygen-rich blood. Atherosclerosis can lead to various other conditions, including coronary heart disease, which develops when plaques build up in the arteries that supply blood to the heart. Using mice that were genetically predisposed to develop atherosclerosis, the researchers allowed half of them to sleep well, and they disrupted the sleep of the other half. Comparing them with the mice that slept well, the team found that the disrupted sleep mice, those mice that had their sleep disrupted, actually developed arterial plaques that were up to one-third larger. The sleep disrupted mice also produced twice the amount of a certain type of inflammatory white blood cell in their bone marrow, and the lateral hypothalamus of their brains produced less hypocretin. Atherosclerosis developed more slowly in the sleep-disrupted mice that had the hypocretin supplementation compared with the sleep-disrupted mice that did not have the hypocretin supplementation. The authors note that hypocretin controls blood cell production in bone marrow by regulating CSF1, which is a type of signaling protein. They conclude that the rise in the white blood cells and the acceleration of the atherosclerosis in the sleep-disturbed mice were due to the reduction of hypocretin and the increase in the CSF1. The CSF1 is a signaling protein. And, of course, the hypocretin, again, helps keep the arteries healthy. Studies suggest that undisturbed sleep, the sleep that is not disturbed, get it again now, sleep that is not disturbed protects blood vessels from atherosclerotic damage by regulating hypocretin production in the hypothalamus, the brain. So, we need to try to avoid having the sleep unnecessarily interrupted, and we need to make sure that we're getting the proper amount of sleep. It is not just going to sleep and then being awakened, going to sleep, being awakened, that causes the problems. It is also consistently getting to bed too late. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wear sleep deprivation as a badge of honor. Sleep deprivation is causing health issues mentally and physically. So as we close out today's notes on Health Matters, I want us to make a commitment. Let's make a commitment. Let's make a commitment that we are going to sit down and take a close look at what we need to do about our scheduling, about managing our time, so that we can get our proper sleep, so that we can be healthier. Wow, what a great way a great example, parents, for you to set for your children, and thereby to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.